Now, when you were here last, Julian, you were looking at the last kings and how they'd effectively died out as the kingdom was absorbed into Wessex. And I think you were going to suggest that there are places where you can go and see the remains of the kingdom.
Yes, that's right. There are still places you can visit. I mentioned St. Peter's on the Wall from the year 653, 654, that's when it was begun. And it's well worth a visit. It has a roof, so you won't get rained on.
Good to know.
And if you look carefully, there's a fragment left of a carved stone, something perhaps from a Roman statue, which was reused inside the building. You'll have to look carefully to find that. It's quite high up. And in the opposite corner, you'll find the remains of paint, red paint, just remains here and there, showing that at one time the interior was painted. And goodness knows what it was painted. Scenes from the Bible, I expect. But it just goes to show the care that was lavished on the place. But remember, it's really old. It's 1400 years old, so do respect it. It's always open. So go and have a look. Other places are St. Helen's Chapel in Colchester, dating from around the year 750. Again, you've got this connection with the very first episode I gave, talking about Helen of Troy and St. Helena of Colchester. And this was built to her memory in the year 750. You can go to Inkerstone, and you can still see two stones from the original stone circle at the crossroads in the middle of Inge at Stun, Ingatestone. And there are others down the high street. If you know where to look, in between the buildings, you'll find other ones or fragments of them. And in the churchyard, you'll find a couple of others too. Somewhere else to visit is Castle Hedingham, where there is a Saxon cross in the churchyard. The Saxon cross, this was actually found in 19, it dis I should say it disappeared during Cromwell's time in the 1640s, because he thought it was pagan and he wanted to get rid of it, and it just disappeared. And it was found in 1927 in the cellar of a pub in Castle Hedingham, holding up the ceiling.
Grief.
Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? And
incredible.
It is incredible. It's wonderful. And thanks to the good people of Castle Hedingham, they brought it out and they put it back in their churchyard. Probably originally it was in a part of Castle Hedingham called Crouch Green. Crouch comes from crooks, crooks meaning cross. Originally it probably was there, but now it's in the churchyard. And if you go inside the church and you look at the old font, that was probably the top of the cross and then been scooped out to make a font. If you look at the design around the outside, you'll see that it matches that on the cross. There's also in the church a figure in the wall, well, head and shoulders and head, called the Saxon Stone. And this is very old indeed, really extremely old. Maybe it certainly predates the church that it's in, and comes from the original Saxon church which was there. It's been touched so much for good luck or to handle something that was regarded as holy that it's smooth. It may be an early representation of the Madonna, but it may predate that even, and it may just be a figure representing an original Siaxniat god. Who knows? But it's worth going to see. There's also, of course, Greenstead Church, which dates from 845. Perhaps that's the earliest date I've come across for it's having been built, dendrochronological dating of its wooden sides. Hadstock and Butsbury churches both have Saxon doors. The oldest doors in the country we have in Essex. Both.
Oh, really?
Yep. Hadstock and Butsbury, which is older than Hadstock's, but it's worth going to see. It's beautiful. It's so old, it looks like stone. It's wonderful. Holy Trinity Church in Colchester, right in the centre, is Saxon. Great Tay Church Tower, Little Bardfield Church, all Saxon. All worth going to have a look at. Perhaps I can give you a list for those as well to go on the website.
That would be great. Thank you very much indeed. We would. Thank you very much indeed. This has really been a fascinating series. Thank you very much for that. And I hope that you'll come back again in due time with something new. We won't go into what that might be just yet. Thanks very much indeed.